I'd become very good friends with Lotta Lenya, the actress who was the widow of Kurt Vile, and this aroused my interest in Kurt Vile way beyond September's Song and the other songs that I had heard when I was in school.
George Avakian, who by this time can't escape being referred to as the legendary record producer George Avakian, loves to tell stories about his adventures in the record business, producing records with Louis Armstrong, Miles Davis, Duke Ellington, and others. A particular favorite is one about how an old German theater song became a huge American hit.
Der Haifisch, der hat Zähne, und die trägt er im Gesicht.
Here's how it sounded in Berlin in 1928 as the opening of Die Drei Groschen Oper, known as the Threepenny Opera. It was also often sung in German by Lotta Lenya. In America, in the 1950s, it all came back again. This time, Bertolt Brecht built himself as Bert Brecht, and his lyrics were translated into English by Mark Blitzstein with the same Kurt Vile score.
Pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white.
And then, well, I'll let George Avakian tell you the rest.
When Lenya decided to revive the Threepenny Opera in English, she invited me to the first performance, and I was floored by something I didn't know about, and that is that the first song, which is now known everywhere as The Ballad of Mack the Knife, is a great piece of music for improvisation.
Fancy gloves, though, where's Mack Heath here? So there's not a trace of red.
And I tried to persuade musician after musician to do an instrumental version of Mack the Knife, all of whom rejected as, oh, it's too simple. It's only eight bars over and over again with key changes. I said, yeah, that's why you can do so much with it.
Someone sneaking round the corner is the someone.
It never occurred to me to do it vocally because I thought, who's going to listen to words about the shark has pretty teeth, dear, and blood flowing all over the place, people getting killed. But it was Turk Murphy, another great musician, who said to me, I'll do it if you want me to, but somebody else should do it, somebody who can do it better than me. And I said, who's that? He said, I won't tell you, but you're coming out to California next week. I'll tell you then. I was amazed. He took me after his gig ended to the Macombo nightclub in big letters, Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars. I said, oh, my God, Louis Armstrong, I never thought of him. He said, of course not, he was so close to you. Well, we had the acetate disc and the music with me, and we played it for Louis in the dressing room, and Louis laughed and said, oh, Mack the Knife, sure I'll do it. He's just like those cats that I knew in New Orleans who'd cut your throat in a second.
Oh, the shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them a pearly white. Just a jackknife has Mack Heat, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's Mack Heat, dear? So there's not a trace of red. On the sidewalk, Sunday morning, even, lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking around the corner is the someone Mack the Knife.
We recorded it, and we had enough time left over so that I was able to do something I had in the back of my mind that afternoon. I pulled out some typewritten copies of the lyrics marked with a red line for Lenya to sing and for blue line for Pops to sing.
From a tugboat by the river, Bubba, a cement bag.
And we did a duet recording, which had to be edited later on and wasn't released until many years later.
Just for the weight, dear, bet you Mac he's back in town.
The Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out his cash. And McKee spends like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash?
Look a here, Suki Tadri.
Jenny Diver.
I said Lottie Lanier.
So with Lucy Brown.
Oh, the line.
He went off to Europe. I decided to record him on tour in Europe. I even had the title all picked for a year in advance, Ambassador Satch, because I felt he's the greatest ambassador that America has. He was such a great force for bringing the message of jazz, which is essentially improvisation and freedom within a controlled framework. I got back with the edited tapes, and it was just before Christmas, and discovered that Mac the Knife, the single record that I had made at the end of September, had come out and was on the charts climbing. Now, this was a huge turning point for Louis' career because he had been sort of in the doldrums, but now he was on the jukeboxes again.
Christmas 1955. Armstrong was on the jukeboxes, and Mac the Knife was a new American standard and an international classic. It was later recorded by everybody, including Bobby Darin, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, Eartha Kitt, Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops, Liberace. But Armstrong and Avakian paved the way. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.